Om Shanti. Good evening. So how did you pass your day? Well, did you go to Pandabhavan? Yes? Enjoyed meeting with Baba at different pilgrimage places? Right, very good. So today actually, it will not be like a class. No translation? Everybody's okay with translations? Fine. So it will not be a class like a one-sided process, but it will be two-sided process today. So therefore, all of you are requested to sit little close to each other, forward. At least you should have one person with you of your language. So our topic today is revision, contemplation and transformation. Revision, contemplation and transformation. So if we go back to our spiritual childhood, you know, we will recall, why did we come to Baba? Or why did we decided to belong to Baba? We came to Baba maybe because of different reasons, but ultimately decided to belong to Him because of probably one common reason, which can be said in one word, and that one word is transformation. We wanted to become better, right? We wanted to become a better human being. We wanted to get rid of some weaknesses, some defects, which we were also not satisfied with. We were ourselves fed up of them, and we wanted to get rid of them. Probably we wanted to, so to say, inculcate or imbibe certain qualities in us, which we could not have earlier before we came to Baba. Probably we wanted to get rid of some bad habits. So there was some desire because of which we decided to belong to Baba. And in one word I say that we wanted to transform. During this journey of few years or more years, 5, 10, 15, 1, whatever, we have transformed, right? Anybody who has not transformed at all, raise your hand. Anybody? Yes, anybody who has not transformed at all. Of course, besides, when I am saying transformation, I am not talking about here that we have adopted celibacy now, we have become vegetarians, we eat sattvic food, we don't go to cinema now, and so on. I'm not talking about these things. Little deeper transformation. Deeper. Deeper transformation. Transformation of some sanskars. So each one of us has transformed, definitely, to more or less extent. When I recall my spiritual childhood, I also find that how my sanskars have transformed. For example, before coming to Baba, even after coming to Baba, for quite a number of years, I was extremely sensitive. You know, I used to feel hurt very easily. I have a lot of fear of anything and everything in the world. And I observed that these sanskars disappeared. They are no more there. But how did it happen? For me, I did not even notice how did it happen. It just happened. Probably it was the result of my regular studies and good contact and relationship with my seniors and the family, and of course Baba's blessings. So now what I want you to do is just to share with your companion who is sitting close to you. Just for a few seconds, go back to your spiritual childhood. Recall that time. Think what you were at that time, which sanskars you had at that time, which now have disappeared. You have become freed from them. And share your experience with your neighbor. So both of you should share, 3 minutes you and 3 minutes another person. And then the courageous one will come on the stage and share the experience with the whole gathering. So please, come on. Let us sit in silence for 20 seconds. And then begin to share our story of transformation. How did I transform? Don't feel shy, because we are in a family. We learn from each other. We get inspiration from each other, encouragement from each other. Besides getting encouragement and inspiration from Baba and the seniors. Okay, so 20 seconds silence. Make pairs. Thank you. you should definitely find a pair and definitely share with each other. Open yourself. Now the second person, change. One person must have shared, now the second person should do it. One minute more. Okay, Om Shanti. Om Shanti. You can continue these stories of transformation. They are very interesting when we finish our class, when you go for your dinner. Okay, now who would like to share the interesting story? Come on. If you share, you will get more blessings from the whole gathering to transform further. Yes, who is ready? Please come, come. Otherwise, I will call. Just point out. Yes, who is ready? You are. Come, come on, come on. Microphone. Increase the. Is the microphone? Yeah, hai na? Sister here. See, see, see.
Om Shanti. I'm Devi from New Zealand. I'm working there right now, but I'm from Singapore. When I came to Gyan, I used to do a lot of practice of meditation, because after my course, I used to travel back home, which will take around 1 to 1.5 hour time. So I used to do a lot of practice. And what happened was, like, for a month I was doing it, but I do not know whether I'm doing the right thing. And I used to always ask Baba, you know, am I doing the right thing, you know? And after 1 month, there was a retreat in Malaysia. And what we did was, myself, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, his sister and family friends, four of us of the same age group, we went for the retreat. So when we went to Malaysia, one brother drove us to the retreat center. So, and then my nephew also was with me. So we were going in the car, but along the way we got this hot coffee. In Singapore, they used to give hot coffee in a plastic bag with a straw in it. So I was holding it, and then my nephew told me, one more thing I would like to say. Before Gyan, I used to be very temperamental, and I used to scream and shout, you know, I used to be like that. So when my nephew was holding he wanted to hold it, so I passed it to him. So while we were talking, suddenly he dropped the whole thing onto my lap, which was really very hot. And what I did, I immediately bent down to take it and try to clean. And my sister-in-law, the sister and my family friend, all three of us were looking at me. They were looking at me, and I didn't realize. And then I asked, why are you looking at me? Then they say, is this the Devi we know? They said, and that is when I realized that I'm on the right track. Meditation helped me to cool down. Until then, I didn't realize whether I'm having any transformation or not. Mm-hmm. So that was the beginning part of Gyan. Om Shanti.
Very good. So it is continuing, or now you do you scream now?
Yes.
Do you shout?
No,
no,
that is totally no. But now subtle anger, I'm working on it. Because I'm 10 years in Gyan now.
10 years,
yeah.
In working on subtle anger. Very good. Good, thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else would like to come? Come, brother, come. Yes, after the brother, you can come forward. Who want to share, they should come forward. Here is the microphone.
My name is Subhash from Global Cooperation House in London. And as far as I can recall, I've been Gyan for about 5 years. I used to get angry. And my anger was so intense that everybody sitting here will shudder.
Little microphone, closer, closer, little.
I don't, my anger was so intense that people will start shuddering. And now I have calmed down. I won't say that it's completely gone, but it's much, much softer and smooth.
Soft anger.
And secondly, I was very judgmental about people. Now I accept most of the time as they are. And I feel at peace with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the two most important thing which most of us suffer, in the sense that anger, irrespective of what we say, still it come back at one time or the other because of circumstances, surroundings, or some difficult people coming across. And judgmental also, it's not very easy to.
Mm-hmm. But now you have transformed.
And now I have transformed.
Very good. Thank you very much, Subhash Bhai.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Sister who wanted to come? Yes, please come. Some translator should also come. Yes. Please, quick. Yeah? Yes, let her finish and after that you sit down. You may sit down, yes. Come.
Me llamo Reyes, soy de España. Mi experiencia es la aceptación a las almas. Cuando dice Baba que tus pensamientos hacia las almas son benevolentes, la atmósfera se transforma y yo eso lo he experimentado en el trabajo.
The sister name is Rezin and she's from Spain. A little bit switching to the language, so we are going very slowly. Okay.
Just talk about transformation in brief.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her.
Just in brief, una pequeña parte de la
transformación. Yes, sister, please come. Yeah.
Solo la transformación.
Yes, she will translate. Yes. She will translate. Yeah.
Cuando yo acepté a mi compañera tal como era y vi que el drama era perfecto, esa compañera a mí no me ayudaba para nada.
¿En el trabajo?
Sí, no me ayudaba para nada. Yo soy enfermera y ya me podía ver con la soga al cuello, que era imposible, no me ayudaba. Entonces yo acepté que ella estaba haciendo lo que tenía que hacer con los enfermos, porque yo consideraba que esos enfermos no los trataba bien. Entonces me di cuenta que no son mis enfermos, son de Baba. Y ella hacía lo que tenía que hacer, porque era su drama y era lo que tenía que hacer. Cuando yo acepté eso, ese alma empezó a ayudarme y empezó a transformarse, y la atmósfera se transformó.
Okay, I got it all, don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's acceptance of people as they are. She's a nurse. And her co-worker was very harsh, even with patients, and she couldn't take it. She was feeling really, really bad. And then she realized, okay, she's doing whatever she can do.
Mm-hmm.
And when she realized that accepted her as she was, and she also realized those are not her patients or my patients, those are Baba's patients.
Mm.
So let me help her, give her good wishes and accept her, and the person change.
That person also change. Very good.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Yes, one more. Yes.
My name is Tova from Israel. I was expert in blaming others. Do you recognize this? And from the first time I came to the Gyan, and I'm more than 10 years now, I just learned that this is my responsibility, what I'm thinking about others, about myself, etc. So what is outside is outside, and I want to build something good in me, and the part of it is just to send good wishes to everyone and not to take the other things that are in other people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, let's one more, last one. I know that many of you must be now feeling to share your experience, right? But we will continue our class after this experience.
Om Shanti, I am from Sri Lanka. My name is Raji. Both me and the partner who shared with me had one common thing. That is, we both were like within family. We never accepted the outside people. But to find, without our knowing, Baba has changed us to see the unlimited family with a loving feeling. I was very sensitive. If it was before Gyan, holding this mic, I would have fainted. But now I have got the courage and I don't know, it's Baba's task, and she also says that she has got that acceptance, that power. So Baba does things, and to see the unlimited family, not the family that we've always dealing with, is so beautiful, and it is all Baba's work.
Mm. Thank you very much. So look, that if I am very sure that each one of you must have recalled your story of transformation, and it is really very, very inspiring and interesting, not only for the Brahman family, but also for all those probably who will listen to these stories through TV. But what now I want to say further is, yes, we have transformed, but we have not transformed fully. Right? We have not transformed fully. And sometimes it so happens is that we are, when we see the same, some old sanskars in us working, we are dissatisfied with the self. Some people do not like themselves at that time when they behave as they actually do not want to behave. But they are so much under that influence, but they can't do anything with themselves. Therefore, my question is, if we think of how did this transformation occur in you, whatever you have shared, how did it happen? You know, it could not be some magic. Baba is the magician. If Baba alone would have done it, then he would have transformed us fully, by 100%. He would have transformed the entire world, right? So yes, Baba is doing his task, but we also have done something. Something. And that something, I would say, that was our step of courage. Our step of courage, which we took, which we decided that yes, I want to transform. I want to become better. I want to become virtuous. I want to become wiseless, and so on. And so because of our step of this courage, we began to study, and Baba, seeing us little children at the time, went on helping us and blessing us, as a result of which this transformation, whichever it has occurred to, whichever degree it has occurred, it has occurred. Now my question is, how to make this Baba's help and Baba's blessing constant till the end of confluence age? I can't ask for blessings. This is bhakti tradition. I am not a bhagat now. I can't say, Baba, bless me. I can't say, Baba, help me. We can't ask for that. But how to make Baba's help and Baba's blessing a constant feature in my life? So we know that the formula which Baba has given to us is the same which actually worked in the beginning of our spiritual life. One step of your courage and 100 steps of Baba's help. Same formula. But this courage now is the courage in making sincere and constant effort. Sincere and constant effort. And for me, one of the forms of those efforts is revision and contemplation. Revision and contemplation. All of us understand very well what is revision, how to revise, how to repeat something. But when we say contemplation, contemplation means deep thinking. I can revise a point. But when I say contemplation, I need to think deeply. That means I allow this point to apply in my personal life. How this point is applicable to me in relation to transformation. Because when we talk of transformation, we revise the points of dharana. Right? There are points of knowledge, but there are the points of dharana. So I apply that point in my life. But contemplation or deep thinking also includes one very important factor, which is called my will. Do I really wish to transform? Strong will. Without strong will, the effort won't begin. Right? I want to become virtuous. Really? Really I want? I have to ask myself. When there is the strong will, then there is focused effort, concentrated effort. Then there is determination. So this strong will, focused, concentrated effort and determination leads to realization. I deeply realize that I want to transform, and I also realize how to transform. So I know the goal, I know the way. I realize it. I realize the goal, I realize the way, and then I begin to move on that way. That is, I begin to use that method to reach my aim, to reach my goal. In other words, I begin to transform. Okay? So now, the second task which I want to give you at this moment is, because the step to transformation is revision and contemplation, so the first step is revision. So now individually you have to work with yourself for 2 minutes. Try to recall, what did Baba say in relation to these 2 questions today in the Murli? Number 1 question, write please. The first question according to today's Murli: why has Baba come? If you want, you can see your notes from morning Murli. Why has Baba come? Answer this question. But the second question connected to this question, which is more important, is what should I do? What did Baba say in today's Murli? What should I do? Because I love Baba, I know why Baba has come, so what I am supposed to do? So please answer these 2 questions in 2 minutes. If you want, you can check your, see, consult your notes. Don't look at your neighbor's notebook. Only yours. Who is ready? Why has Baba come? Raise your hands. Yes, yes, stand up, stand up, stand up, yes. Microphone. Come here, come here, come, come, come. And what I am supposed to do, second person should be ready. Come.
Mm-hmm. Om Shanti. Baba came here to make us flowers from thorns.
Flowers from thorns. Yeah. Baba has come to change us from thorns to flowers. Okay. Yeah. One reason,
and
another?
Because we were giving her to others, so that's why we have to become like flowers.
Mm-hmm. So this is one reason. Baba has come to change us from thorns to flowers, and we have to become flowers.
Yeah.
Okay. Another. Thank you. Another? Anybody else? Quick, quick. Yes, come, come, come. Fast, fast, fast. Yes, third person ready?
Om Shanti.
Please come in front.
As per today's Murli, Baba has come to remove the sorrow of us children and make us beautiful.
Make us beautiful. Very good. Very good. And what should you do? Therefore?
I should follow the Srimat of Baba.
You should follow Srimat. Very good. Okay, is anybody else? Anybody else? No, that sister, those who have spoken should not. Somebody new one. Sister, sit down. Yes, come, 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 you come. You come, yes.
Baba пришел, чтобы исполнить все наши заветные, добрые желания.
Mm-hmm. Baba has come to fulfill our auspicious desires. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Ishu? Anybody else? One more. Yes, sister, come.
Bien de chung man mei de, fu chu lu li, qu rang bie ren kuai le, bie de xiang hua duo yi yang de mei li.
Did not understand anything. Anybody can translate? Okay, yes.
Baba makes me more divine and I can feel the happiness and fortune within me.
Baba came to make divine. Okay. This one more sister last. Mm-hmm.
Baba has come to give power to the deities.
Baba has come to?
Give power to the deities.
Give power to the deity souls. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Om Shanti. So now, you know, if you would have revised the Murli during the day, and before that even, if you would have listened to the Murli with full attention, you would have underlined very important points. Some of you already have shared that, but what I underlined was, why has Baba come? Baba told four reasons. Baba said, I have come, like sister said, to change you from thorns into flowers. I have come to make you pure and beautiful. Baba has come to remove sorrows of not only us, but of the whole world. Of the whole world. And of course, somebody said, to fulfill all our auspicious desires or hopes. Regarding giving power to the deity souls, it was in different context. But these were the points in which Baba said directly, I have come for this. Now, what I am supposed to do as Baba's child, if this is Baba's aim, why he has come, and good children always help in their father's task. So what I am supposed to do, being Baba's child, being Baba's helper, server, and so on. So there are 10 points. 10 things to be done. And first of all, I will revise those 10 points, and after that we will come to the step of contemplation. The 10 points. Number 1, Baba said, you should get rid of defects and become virtuous. Now, but then here Baba defined what is meant by being virtuous. Who can you call a virtuous soul? Each one of us has some virtue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 20 maybe. We do have. But whom Baba calls virtuous, according to today's Murli, Baba said, virtuous soul does not give sorrow to anyone. Virtuous does not give sorrow to anyone. Number 2, the virtuous one does not hear it from one ear and let it out of the other. Does not allow knowledge to enter from one and out from other. So if I forget what Baba says, what does it mean? Here entered, here out. But the virtuous soul does not allow to happen that it, the knowledge or the teachings enter one ear and out from the other ear. And thirdly, Baba said, the virtuous soul removes sorrow of sorrowful souls. Not only Shiv Baba will do this task, we also are supposed to do this task of removing sorrow of sorrowful souls. So this is one thing, to get rid of defects and become virtuous. Number 2, Baba said about sorrows, make efforts to remove sorrow of others. Make efforts. Think about it. How should I make effort to remove your sorrow, for example? You should make effort to remove your sorrow, or I should make effort to remove your sorrow. But today Baba said, make efforts to remove the sorrows of others. So what is that effort which will remove the sorrow of others? This is contemplation. Think about it. Just bring in front of you somebody, you know that that person is very much in sorrow. What can you do? What efforts you can make to remove his sorrow while keeping Srimad in your awareness? Not removing sorrow by breaking Srimad. By following Srimad, how can I remove the sorrow of other person? This is called contemplation. Because Baba said, in this point itself, if you make this effort, you will get a good status. Interesting. Not effort of yoga, not effort of service, but this effort of removing sorrow. Then the third point Baba said, have mercy for the self. What does it mean? Do not bring loss to yourself. Don't bring loss to yourself by not making efforts. One is something, when you do something wrong, you bring loss to yourself. But another loss is when you don't make effort, you are bringing loss to yourself. So Baba said this today, have mercy on yourself. Don't bring loss to yourself by not making effort. That means making effort is such a courageous step. In spite of all the situations, I continue to make effort according to Srimad. Number 4, Baba said, let go of Maryada of vicious clan. Think about it. What is the Maryada of vicious clan? And Baba said, you have to let go of Maryadas of vicious clan. Underline the word vicious. there are certain etiquettes, manners in the social life, that is one thing. But Baba is underlining, let go of maryada, of vicious clan. Next was renounce all and everything of this vicious world with your intellect. Renounce. Unlimited renunciation. Next point was, check yourself. Do I have virtues? Check yourself. This is Srimad. How should I check myself? Do I have virtues? I listened to the point. I noted it down. But Baba is saying, check yourself. Baba is not saying, note that down. Check. How should I check myself? I have a list of virtues, 36 virtues. I check. Do I have, for example, tolerance? Am I introvert? And so on. Next, in this, the next point we can say, Baba said, specially underline, you have to be tolerant. You have to be tolerant. Next, take care of yourself from Maya's attack. Let Maya not attack you. We are in the world of Maya. We have challenged Maya. But Baba says, take care that Maya is not able to attack you. So, what should I care about? No? From where and when and how Maya comes? When Maya wins and when I win? What is the source of Maya for me? Or the doors of Maya for me? Which doors I have to close for Maya so that Maya cannot attack? It can be company. It can be interest to gossip. It can be the habit of seeing the defects, habit of blaming others. It can be the wrong intoxication that I am senior, so everything is okay with me. Ego, arrogance. Which door? From which door Maya comes to me? This is contemplation. You understand it? Yes? So, one is I am revising the point, but then when I am going deeper into that point, that becomes contemplation. Next was, Baba said, discipline your sense organs. And Baba mentioned specially two. One is tongue and another is eyes. But of course we have to discipline our ears also. Ears. Discipline. Mouth and eyes. So what does it mean? Disciplining your tongue. Think about it. Okay? So all the organs, Baba says, you have to discipline them. Have control over them. It is so easy, you know, to become the slave of the tongue or the slave of the eyes. or the slave of ears. And we say that we are self-sovereigns. But actually, instead of sovereignty, we go into slavery. Though we do not want it. So Baba therefore said, discipline your sense organs. This is why Baba calls us an army. He didn't say it today, but otherwise Baba calls that you are army, spiritual army. An army means disciplined. Discipline is the first quality of an army man. So I have to discipline my sense organs. Then Baba said, you must have pictures in your home. Pictures of knowledge. Trimurti, cycle, kalpa tree and the ladder. Four pictures. Why? What for? To explain to others? No. We are talking today as respect to my transformation. Baba said, if you have these pictures of knowledge at your home and you will look at them, the knowledge will come into your awareness automatically. But the only thing is that the pictures are hanging, but the knowledge does not come. The reason is that the pictures are hanging because I like them. Baba says you should sit in front of the picture. Even for 3 minutes, just 3 minutes, sit in front of one picture. And if knowledge comes into my awareness, the awareness is the basis of transformation. If my awareness becomes elevated, my attitude will become elevated. My drishti will become elevated. The whole thing is in awareness. So Baba says, put these pictures of knowledge in your home. Maybe it is a small room where you may even sleep while looking at these pictures. Baba said this, yes? You remember? And the last was, become pure. You have only one auspicious wish. Have just one auspicious wish, auspicious desire. And that desire is to become pure. So, why Baba has come and what should I do? What I am supposed to do? We have now revised these points. Just two things we have taken. After this begins the contemplation. After you have revised, then you have to spare some time for contemplation. And what my experience says that you need to just give a task to your intellect. For example, out of these 10 points, you choose that I have to check myself, do I have virtues? You give yourself this task. Now, after you have given this task to yourself, you begin to, you know, do certain different activities at your home or workplace or whatever, or in transport, you are doing something. You come in interaction with others. Like, for example, you get up from the place and in every action there has to be some virtue. Have I left some dirty thing, paper, something else, some extra thing, after I go from one place to another place? Cleanliness is one of the virtues. Second, I interact with others. Two people are talking. For example, they are not in good terms. But when they are talking to each other, what is the virtue? The virtue is they should look at each other. Even if they are not in good terms, they should sit opposite each other, they should look at each other, right? That means I should have at least this much humility to be able to talk to other person in a proper way. This is virtue. When one person is speaking, do I have patience to listen to another person, that person? This is third virtue. When I go out of my room or any other's room, I have to close the door. Do I close the door peacefully? This is virtue. So you have given yourself this task that I want to check, do I have virtues? And now you are keeping a check at every step. In this action, am I using the virtue? In this action, in this relationship, in this interaction, am I using the virtue? Someone is trying to provoke you, but are you able to, you know, remain calm? This is a virtue. If you get provoked, means no virtue. So a constant check on the self is required, and this constant check is a part of contemplation. Contemplation is not churning. Churning is very easy. It's not difficult. After churning, I can give a very good lecture. It's not a problem. There are so many good orators in the world, much better than us. It's not a big thing. The big thing is that how much that what I speak is in my life. And that is called contemplation. So therefore, until we give ourselves every day this task, every day, that further transformation will not occur. You must have noted that the transformation which has occurred, it occurred during first 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever. But we are in Gyan since 20 years. After those 5, 6, 7, 10 years, the further transformation is not happening. There are some sanskars which are still, sometimes they become even more severe, you know. And they are continuing since many years. So therefore, the first thing, to create a strong will, I must get rid of it. It is in my own benefit. And also, it is in this that there is service of other souls. Right? Isn't it? So I must get rid of it. The strong will. And the second is revision, contemplation. Giving yourself a task every day. Every day. It can be a task from today's Murli, or it can be a task from yesterday's Murli. For example, today you listen the Murli. During the day you revised it, you contemplated upon that, and then you give yourself the homework, which you continue till next morning. But if you listen the Murli in the evening, for example, then you can do it during the day, next day, after Amrit Vela, giving yourself the homework. This is what brings transformation. Many times Baba says, be simple and be royal. What is royalty? What is royalty? We don't have any crown, we don't have any throne. We don't have that kingly costume. Very simple. Baba says, be simple and be royal. What is royalty? So how to bring that royalty in my behavior? Yeah. This is called contemplation. This contemplation will bring transformation in me. And then we truly become godly servers and become examples and samples for many, many souls, including Brahmins. Sometimes, you know, the new Brahmins, when they look at the old Brahmins, they little bit become disheartened. If they have not transformed up till now, so how can we? Initially, they are very happy when they come to the Brahmin family, but gradually when they enter the Brahmin family and when they see some very visible apparent sanskars in the old Brahmins for whom earlier they had a lot of respect, but when they see this, they become disheartened. And they see that how can we transform if they can't, they could not do it. So our transformation will be a real inspiration for the Brahmin family, for each other, and of course for the souls of the world. We will be able to serve them, because when you are transformed, when you are so happy inside, you are contented with yourself. And this contentment brings a, you know, the expression of joy and happiness in your eyes, on your face. And this is what works as a magnet for the souls of the world. So therefore, I would suggest that before we sit in meditation, though it is time, let's for 2-3 minutes sit in just silence, in white light, and underline for yourself till tomorrow morning, till we listen to tomorrow's Murli, what task you are going to give to yourself today, now. Underline for yourself one point and go on contemplating after meditation, while you go for your dinner, till you go to sleep, and find out some good, you know, good solutions, material, which will really help to bring a great transformation. So 2 minutes in silence, and after that we will sit in meditation. If any question you have, please. No question. Thank you very much. Okay, now let us meditate till 7:30. Talk to Baba. Tell Baba about your plan, so that Baba will fill it with power and strength and send special help and blessings. Let us sit straight so that we don't go to sleep. I the soul, with a deep desire of transformation, turn inwards. I recall my original stage, the purest form. The sparkling, shining form. Like a diamond. I look at myself with wonder and faith. This is me. How pure and beautiful. Completely virtuous. And now, with courage, I look at my present form. I look at my present form as a detached observer. Gently see some flaws which are to be removed. I am not scared. I am not afraid of these flaws. I realize that they just have to be removed, that's all. Using the divine intellect, the gift which my father has given to me, I find the ways to remove these flaws one by one. to Baba, the greatest jeweler, the Almighty. And open my heart to Him. Baba, this is my plan. Today I want to begin this effort to return back to my original stage. Is it okay, Baba? Try to listen to Baba's reply. Just keep looking at Baba, the purifier. Fill your plan with strength and determination. Just be there. Eternal home, Baba's home, with Baba.